Good evening, Aboisai. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Hope everybody's well. Okay, we're up to mamash important halachas. We're learning Simon Reshut Gimel. We learned the concept of Yotza Moitzi. We touched on it. We're going to be discussing it in greater details now in Siv Beis, which is top of page Kuf Chav Zayin. So again, just to recap a little bit what we're talking about a concept that a person can sometimes, the starting point is a question, if you make a shahakol, you make a b'ri adoma, you make a mezoinus, can you be moitzi somebody else who's also about to eat something but is not making his own bracha? Does this work? Yes or no? So again, as we mentioned last year, I'm going to see the Mishnah Berurah shortly inside as well. In terms of birkas hamitzvahs, this is very common. Very common, and it certainly does work. So if somebody says the bracha of Tkiyat Shofar, you can certainly be moitzi with his bracha. Somebody makes a bracha of lulav, matzah, whatever the mitzvah may be, you can certainly be yotze with a person's bracha of birkas hamitzvahs. You don't have to say the bracha yourself. He can say the bracha, and you can be moitzi the mitzvah with his bracha. Not only that, but even if he has already fulfilled the mitzvah, and he's saying the bracha for you who has not fulfilled the mitzvah yet, that still works. And the reason for that is the concept of Arvus Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh. That is normally translated as all the Yidna guarantors. That is normally translated. Any better translations? Arvus guarantors. So just because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet, that's to some extent makes an obligation for the other person yet. He's obligated that he needs to ensure that you're also going to fulfill the mitzvah. Hence, it makes sense for him to make the bracha because it's still lacking in him still, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh. So just because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, that still means that he can still make a bracha because he's your guarantor. So that's in terms of birkas hamitzvahs. Now, how does it work with not birkas hamitzvahs? We're not talking about a mitzvah. We're talking about a birkas hananin. You want to have your potato. You want to have your apple. So can he make a bracha for you? Does that work? Yes or no? So we learned in Sif Aleph the concept that really, in terms of Arvus, it does not work. Arvus doesn't work because by definition, the concept of Arvus is mitzvahs. Arvus is a concept of mitzvahs. You're obligated in my mitzvah, I'm obligated in your mitzvah. That's where Arvus comes in. Arvus is a concept which makes sense with regards to mitzvahs. In terms of shakels and hadomos, the fact that you want a shakel, that's excellent, but nothing really got to do with me. And the fact that you want to have a piece of cake, that's excellent, but that's nothing really got to do with me. So if I can't make the bracha for you, it doesn't really work in terms of avos. However, there's a side concept, which is the concept of shomea koine, a different concept altogether. And the concept works as shomea. If you will hear, it's koin as if you actually said it yourself. So if I'm saying, so you can drink, because shomea, if you heard it, koin as if you said it yourself. So if I'm making a shakol, you can be motivated without shakol, but that's different than arvus. You can see there's lots of nafkaminis. It's not, it doesn't go in the world of arvus, it goes in the world of shomea koine, which is obvious ramifications and consequences from that. What would be an obvious consequence from the fact that it comes from shomea koine? The most blatant. So if it's shomea koine, so that, what does that mean in terms of my brocha? I'm making shakol, you're going to be yotze with it. So what does that first of all mean? Exactly. The first and foremost, that's going to be Sif Beis, or by kicking points out, you need to eat something. So if I'm making shakol and you want to just be yotze with it, that's fine. But I need to eat something from that as well. I can't just make a shakol relying on you eating. It's not going to work. Very good. That's going to be the next Sif as well. That's going to be Sif Gimel. 100%. We're going to get to that. It's absolutely correct. Intention needs to be as well. You need to blow two-sided intention. I need to be intending to be motzi. You need to be intending to be yotze through my bracha. Absolutely spot on. Yeah. So, having said that, we're ready now for Sif Beis inside. Ein amavarech motzi acherim. So that's the top of page Kuf Chav Zayin. Ein hamavarech moitzi acherim. A person can only be moitzi others. Sif Beis. Is that okay, Chaim Yeshua? Yep. Ein hamavarech moitzi acherim. A person can only be moitzi others. Elohim kein. Unless. Yoichal, he eats, veyishte, and he drinks imohem with them. That was Rabbi Kagan's point. You can only be yoitzah. So in my example, so I want to make a shakol. And Reb Gideon is for some reason, doesn't make a shakel. So I can make a shakel, you can be moitzi with that, but I need to myself drink my own tea. I need to drink with. And then, then you can be yoytze through the shmir, if you're intending to hear it. You have got positive intention to hear it and be yoytze with it. This is very critical words, even if you didn't say omen. So even if the shomea, the listener, didn't say omen, he's still yoytze. Why? Because Shemea Ka'oine, you heard a bracha, he's Yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudalet. Moitzi Acherim. Bevirkas HaNeni with the brachas of Nenin. Of Nenin, we're going to call them brachas of enjoyment, of benefit. What's more accurate? Benefit, brachas, bevirkas HaNenin. The Dafke bevirkas HaMitzvahs, this is a very critical Mishnah Berurah here. Only specifically with bevirkas HaMitzvahs, Shekoli Yisrael HaRevim Zevzeh, that all the Yidin are guarantors for one another. And when his friend is not Yotze through the mitzvah, Keilu lo Yotze, it's as if he wasn't Yotze. Lochen therefore, Yoche Levorech, he can make a bracha. Hafilu, even Misha Eino Chai Bevrachazu, even somebody not Chai in this bracha. It works because of Avos. Masha Einkein, as opposed to Bevirkas Anenin, brachas of enjoyment, she'enu chayiv, that is no obligation, hamutzulolov, that is on him, kesha mitzvos, like all the mitzvos, to loyliz haniv, loyliv orech, don't have anor, and don't make a bracha. Ba'afilim enu myoidim ba'atzman levorech, even if people can't make their own bracha, still, there's no concept of avus. Avus, by definition, does not apply for Birkas HaNenin. Arvus is a concept which is intrinsically connected to Birkas HaMitzvahs. V'zeh se'if shayach bein baruch rishoyna bein baruch achoyna. Mishneh Berurah says, Shemya ka'oyna works both for baruch rishoyna and both for baruch achoyna. So we had a taz in Thursday shir that says that what if a few people ate cakes together? Can a person say alamichi afterwards and be motzi others? Yes or no? The answer is? Yeah. Shemya ka'oyna. As long as you heard every word, absolutely. Kavona, yeah.
Because it's the chiyuv after you. When you eat the food, there's brachas nenim. Once you have to say the after brachas, surely that's a mitzvah already.
Yeah, this is a very good point. Nevertheless, it still goes in the world of birkas hanenin. Bracha Rishon is also choif. You can't call out oichel beloi bracha. It's also keilu nene min ha'ikdash. But it's an obligation. But the reason of the obligation is it's anor. It's takonas chachomim which was made because of its anor. And similarly, also bracha choina also is an obligation, but it goes in the world of pikas and nene. Pardon? We'll get to Borev Am. Absolutely correct. Very good point. We'll get to Borev Am as whether it applies or not. Excellent. We'll get to that. Absolutely correct. So Rabbi says, Mishneh Berurah says, yes, there's also Shemea Ka'oini with Bocha Achoino. It does apply. And no, actually, I mean, the truth is that you're right. Mishneh Berurah earlier said, there may be a concept of Rav Am. Mishneh Berurah in Tess told us that there may be Rav Am depending on a person's Kavanah, but we will get more details on that. Sifkot and Tezvav in the Mishneh Berurah, Ve'oz Yoitzim Mishmioson. Says the Mishneh Berurah, "Ve'im einoy oichel v'shoisim ohem. If you didn't eat and you didn't drink with them, af b'di'avet lo yotzu. Even b'di'avet yonoy yotze. To because soi have levatola. It's a bochel levatola. Kiven she'einoy oichel b'atzma. Since not eating himself, ve'eich yotzu al yodoy. I can be yotze with them. Va'filu onu omen al abochim. If it's an omen on the bocha. So this is a very interesting point. What happens? So for one reason or another, I want to have a coffee, but I don't want to make a bracha now. Say, I don't know, you know what, my hands were not clean, and I don't want to make a bracha. So I'm asking you, do you mind to make a bracha for me? And you are not having any shakels, you're not drinking it. So you say, okay, sure, friend's asking me a favor. And you make bracha to Hashem, and you make shakel nibidvoh, and he's not eating anything. Now I said, omen, and I drank. Am I yoytze with this bracha or not? Am I yoytze with the bracha or not?
No, because he's got to have some of it. No?
Exactly. So the answer is, since his bracha was an absolute bracha levatola, Shemea Ka'oine can't do all that. So the answer is, that was a bracha levatola. That was a Bochra Batola. He's not eating anything. So since this was a Bochra Batola, I can't be Yoitze Shemekoni through Bochra Batola. It's very Lomdish. I can't be, it is a Bochra Batola that was said without any Ana. So I can't be Yoitze with that. It's a Bochra Batola. It's very Lomdish. But now, the Mishnah asks a question. What happens if the individual who made the bracha, say he made the bracha, and then let's say he was making a bracha on a drink, and the drink then spilt. My drink didn't spill. So in our example, Rabbi Yossel made the bracha, and then his drink spilt. Mine didn't. So I said, and I started drinking, his spilt. So we said a second ago that generally speaking, Shemir Kohen can't work, and if it's a Bochra Batola, then it doesn't help me. Will this case be different, yes or no?
Yeah.
Why? Why not?
It's a good bracha, but now it doesn't help.
Very Lomdish. Very Lomdish. Is that what you want to say? How do you? Says the Mishnah, it's very Lomdish. Very, very Lomdish. Says the Mishnah, it says, Imloy, unless. Unless the person who made the bracha didn't eat or didn't drink, it was because of an incident of a shoygeik or an incident of an oynes, such as shenishbach hakois, that the cup got spilled after the bracha, and similar, the beis bracha during the bracha loy hoya levatola, he wasn't a bracha in vain when the bracha was said. Us then, Yoitz Nacher, Malyot, all the Zay Yoitz with that. Haboy said, it's very Lomdish. I'm not even sure I can explain it.
Yeah.
Pardon, one?
There's a chalais for the bracha.
There isn't really.
There's a chalais. It's just that he spilt it. But the point is, it's got what it's saying over.
I want to ask you, are you all comfortable with this Yisoid? I don't. Then, Maisa, if the cup spoiled, do you need to say Baruch Shem Kvei Machusa or not? You do. It is. It's true to say it's a Bochra Batola. Nebuch, it's Bainus. You couldn't help it, but it's a Bochra Batola. I hear. If he can, he should, absolutely. But I hear. But I want to know if, for some reason, he cannot access and it's going to be a Bochra Batola. It's spilled and it's a Bochra Batola. So you're right, because that's what the Mishnah Berurah is teaching us, name of Magen Avraham. It's got to do with intention. If it's got a pure intention and he happens to spill, then I can be yotzei through that bracha, because it wasn't the bracha Batola purposely said. He had good intentions, so I can be shomei kamoni, I can have my cup and shalom al Yisrael. However, if a person purposely means to make a bracha Batola, then it doesn't work. Why not? I'm saying, that's a bracha Batola, that's a bracha Batola. Who cares about the intention? You're all right, because that's what Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. But I'm just struggling to understand it. What's my intention helping or this, or not? Yeah, but it's still a bracha levatola as far as the mevorich is concerned. It is. It's an oynes nebuch, but it's a bracha levatola. He doesn't. He shouldn't. Absolutely, he should go for it straight away.
So once he said the bracha, he said the bracha on something and he's going to drink it. Whether he drinks it or not, what should make a difference to the person?
To the mevorich.
To the other person, not the mevorich.
To the shoysa.
Yeah. So he doesn't need to wait for. So therefore, to drink anything.
And what if it was not be'oynus, if he intentionally meant to make a bracha batola?
He wasn't
going to
drink it in the first place.
And therefore it's a bracha batola from the beginning. Bracha batola from the beginning. Uh-huh. Yeah, I hear Svora. It's a fine Svora. Yeah, Moshele wants to suggest that because since you don't, if his bracha was not levatola, he intended to drink. The drinker doesn't have to wait for him to drink. So, and as far as he's concerned, it's a good bracha.
He
doesn't have to.
Now it's the spark that's absorbed. I'm thinking about it's a bit like lining. If you line and it's absorbed, so until you get to the absorbed, it's all
kosher. It's all kosher. Yeah. But once you've hit it, you've hit it. Okay, Rabbi said these are interesting svaras. I'm struggling personally to understand this. I'm finding it a bit difficult to understand the chilek between it was an oynas or it wasn't an oynas. I'm struggling to understand because in terms of bracha levatola, the person who made the bracha, this was either way a bracha levatola. So who cares if it happened to spill or it was... And one was just happens to... So is it got to be this kavana? Yeah, so it's got to be this kavana? Post factum, it became bracha levatola. Yeah, I hear. I hear. It's something on those lines.
The Kalish Rakhina must be that the Mubarak has to drink before it can be called on the other
person. No, he doesn't have to drink.
But Kiddush and Shabbos morning, you should wait for the other
person. You should wait. Yeah, but it's not, as far as the Bach is concerned, Bach is not. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Zayin says that you don't have to wait for the Amen, right? So you don't have to wait for the Amen. Hafilo yane Amen. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Zayin says Hafilo yane Amen. They came along the Shema Koine. Again, this is based on the concept of Shema Koine. Farihu kemavorich batzman, as if he made the bracha himself. These are important words. This is noigia for the machlokes achronim. These words. Well, how does exactly shemiyah koini work? It's along the machlokes in the yeshivish world. There's a machlokes how exactly shemiyah koini works. So we're seeing what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. It's important for the lamdonim in the yeshivish circles. How can mevorich baatzmo shemiyah koini works because it's as if you made the bracha yourself. That's how it works. So this is a chakira. How exactly shemiyah koini works? Mishnah Berurah learns that it works because it's as if you made the bracha yourself. It is if you made the bracha yourself. Are you coming over by atzmo? We call the linian diavet, but lechatchila. This will be diavet lechatchila. Levat ma shemitz velano yisamin al kubocha shemia meisol. Lechatchila, of course, you should say amen. Kedar kamon zim reish tesvav. Od yoisa sheishchuv lechatchila lano yisamin kubocha shetchav not seizbo. You should certainly attempt to say an amen. Lechatchila, yes. If you failed to say amen, you are still yoitza. But you should certainly aim to say Amen. Kidele hoyroist, in order to show, perfoyal, actively, shemaskim, that you agree, lebirkas, amavorich, to the bracha of the mavorich. And now this is going back to Mr. Blin's point. Kosu apoyskim, the poyskim write, im kama anoshim oise mitzvah achas, if numerous people do one mitzvah, mitzvah lechatchila, ideally it's a mitzvah, sha'achot yevorich lekulom, one person should make a bracha for all, gathered people, teberov am hadras melech. This is the concept of roiv am, that it is a beautification of the king's mitzvahs and commandments if numerous people fulfill the mitzvah together. Roiv am hadras melech. Consequently, what it appears from the Mishnah Berurah is that if you at times it's better to make one bracha for everybody. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is talking about Birkas Hanenin. So it's better to make one Birkas Hanenin for many people together. It's not always so practical. And if there's a chashash that a person may not hear it exactly, may not have kavona, then obviously a person should do it himself. But at times, I feel that, for instance, in some settings, it's nice to have one bocha together, one bocha achone together. Yeah, so, right. Now, there's an interesting shaila that the poskim ask, what about Baruch Hu V'Och Shemoy? So when you want to make a Shemiyah Koine with a Shehakol, should you say? So I'm going to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Shehakol Midvaro. Do you say, besides the Amen that you're going to say in a minute, do you also have to say Baruch Hu V'Och Shemoy? You should not say Hefsek. That's right. You would not say. Very good. So the answer is you do not. You do not say Baruch Hu V'Och Shemoy when it's a Shemiyah Ka'ine Bracha and you want to be yotze with it. You don't say Baruch Hu V'Och Shemoy. With? Shemoneh Esrei is different because you're not yotze with the Shemoneh Esrei. You're not yotze with the Shemoneh Esrei. You've done your own. This is Takonas Chachomim. But you're not yotze with that. So it's a bit lomdish because really you're yotze your obligation of Chazor HaShatz. But for that, that's still, you're not yotze Ikur Takonas Chachomim. No, the Gor Taka didn't. Yeah, the Gor Taka didn't. I don't remember why it could be used to do with it, but yeah.
I just asked a very quick question on the UK Yoko Ishka Imayam.
Yeah.
So, does that mean he has to actually be mitzarev to them? Or, for example, if he is drinking a glass of milk and someone else is tucking into a piece of meat, then, number one, a mashke can't butter a machel. Number two, one's milk, one's meat. So really, there's no shaykhus. But does the
shayakol
still work?
The answer is yes, because imohem over is not referring to imohem in the literal sense, it needs to be joined together. It means that he also needs to have a shayakol.
And that he's making it on a drink and then making it on food?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because all it is that you're saying a shayakol, shemeh kohen, is as if, as Mishnah Berurah said, it's as if you made the bracha yourself. Yeah, what happens if a person decides, I don't fancy making a whole bracha, I'm going to do half. Half, that's okay for me. Half, that's how much I can do. And the other half will do Shemei Ka'ina. Okay, which part? Does it make a difference which part? Let's say you want to hear the bracha to Hashem and the rest you're happy to do yourself, or vice versa. Does that work or not? Remember, Shemei Ka'ina.
You think two different people say,
well, yeah, let's say, I'm after all shit, I'm just hoarse. I'm happy to do the shakel nibid vote, the last few words, but the baruch to Hashem, please, Jim, I have to be moitzi me, please. Shema
ko'ina.
Yeah, you're going to do baruch to Hashem, and I'm going to rely on that, and the shakel nibid vote, I'm going to do myself. It works? It works? It works? For Chazor Sashatz?
Yeah, because someone take over.
Chazor Sashatz, yes. Yeah, that's the Mefurash Mishnah Brachas, absolutely. He should indeed. Yeah, the Mishnah discusses where does he continue from? Does he go from Tchilas Abracha, or does he carry on straight away?
Also, some people, these double Shachris, who carry, some people do Ashrei separately, one person do Shachris.
That's not in the middle of a Bracha.
But then somebody else will continue.
Yeah, that absolutely works. So what's what you tie? It works or not works? Not works, not works. No works, no works, no works. Okay, Chaznish indeed holds that it doesn't work. Chaznish holds it doesn't work. There seems to be a mashmos in the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere that potentially may work. So it's not so poshet. There may be machloek is achronim. Okay, so this okay. Let's see. What do you suggest? What would your instinct say? Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. What's the svar that it shouldn't work? Who said it doesn't work? Why would it not work? Why not? Half a bracha? No, but you're relying on Shemei Ka'ina. It's not a bracha latola. No, he's going. No, you are saying bracha to Hashem, shakol nimi dvoroi, and you are going to have your cup of tea. But after bracha to Hashem, I listen carefully to bracha to Hashem, and then he said, you know what? The rest I can do myself. Thank you very much. I'm quite an independent young man. I'm going to do the rest myself. So he said bracha to Hashem. I listen carefully, and I finish off saying shakol nimi dvoroi for my own bracha. Does that work or not? And now I'm having my tea.
I thought
really
understood it was saying something. Let's say I say bracha to Hashem. I stop, and then you say
okay, so that, I don't have to go so extreme. I don't have to, I can even say that. Yeah, okay, so I'm not going as far. And I did the rest myself. Yeah.
But he doesn't say the first bit.
I'm not. I'm going to be yotzi with yours. So Chaznish holds it doesn't work. I think that the pashtus why it doesn't work would be because Shemei Ka'ina is a concept which is chadash for whole bracha. For whole bracha, then we say Shemei Ka'ina, and as if I said it myself. It's not something which can be separated into halves. It cannot be broken. Exactly, self-contained unit, that's right. Yeah. It's not, yeah. That's right. Formula, that's the right word, yeah. Okay, we're ready for Seif Gimel. A person is not yoitze, is obligation b'shmias ha-brocha, ha-fulu yane omein. A person can only be yoitze the brocha when shushumer ka'oina, even if it's an omein, elim kein, unless shushoma mitchila v'atzoif, we heard the entire brocha. You need to hear the entire brocha. When it's chav and lotzis boi de chavosoi, and you had intention to be yoitze that brocha. V'amevorech, and the person who makes the brocha, nischav, and he had intention, Gam kein also lehoitzioi to be moitzi midei chavosoi. So three conditions. You need to hear the entire bracha. You need to have intention to be yotze. And the person who said the bracha need to have intention to be moitzi. Three conditions. You don't need to say amen. We learned earlier seif. You don't need to say amen. But you do need to have kavanah to be yotze. He needs to have kavanah to be moitzi. And you need to enter the bracha. So if you miss the boch, you miss the first word, it's not going to work. If you missed the last word, it's also not going to work. The person needs to be hearing the entire bracha in order to be yotze. Right. Okay. We'll speak a bit more about this concept tomorrow. It's Hashem. Just to recap what we covered tonight. We spoke about the fact that Shemir Ka'oina is different than Arvos, and it's not comparable to the way you're yotze with the Birkas HaMitzvos. Here, by Shemir Ka'oina, you need to actually eat something as well. But you don't need to say Omein. We learned about the concept that if a person doesn't eat, then he's not yotze even b'di'avad. However, we did say if it's b'shoge b'onis, then it would work. We learned that a person doesn't need to say Omein. Shemir Ka'oina works in without it. We learned about Rav Am Hadas Melech. We touched on Seif Gimel that tells us the three conditions that it needs to be the entire. You need to hear the entire bracha. A person needs to be intending to be moitzi, and a person needs to have the intention of being yotze. More to follow tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.